News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 1065.
606 FM Talk 1065 at Mobile Mornings on this Monday, heading for a high around 88. Details from Dr. Bill with a forecast coming up. Also, the latest on the passing of Senator John McCain with Kelly. Plus, I have an update for you as well in just minutes. Now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident-free conditions this early hour. So far, across the Bayway and the Causeway, coming in from Daphne and Spanish Ford, no delays from the George Wallace, the Bank Cut Tunnels, all the way to the 1065. Been heading northbound up towards Pritchard and Saraland on 65, no delays. You know, summer's almost over. Now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Golf Resort, and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, and the new splash and activities lawn at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember, Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 1065. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 1065 Sports Night.
608 FM Talk 1065 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. 74 now, heading for that high around 88. Full weather discussion coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams at about 6:35. Passing over the weekend of Senator John McCain has so many people talking, and he will lie in state. Details coming up with Kelly in just a second. Some of the comments from John McCain we'll get into today, things he has said over time, like this on what it meant to be a senator, what it meant to be an American.
My service here is the most important job I've had in my life. And I'm so grateful to the people of Arizona for the privilege, for the honor of serving here and the opportunities it gives me to play a small role in the history of the country that I love.
The late Senator John McCain, and more headlines now with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. Senator John McCain has passed away at the age of 81. Details of his funeral and memorial services have been released by his family. On Wednesday, Senator McCain's body will lie in state at the Arizona State Capitol. Following the ceremony, the public will be able to pay their respects to Senator McCain in the Arizona State Capitol Rotunda. Thursday, a memorial service at the North Phoenix Baptist Church will celebrate McCain's life and legacy. Former Vice President Joe Biden will deliver the eulogy. A motorcade will take the senator to the Phoenix airport. His body will then be flown to Joint Base Andrews in Washington, D.C. and taken to a funeral home. Friday, August the 31st, McCain's body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where the senator's family, colleagues, staff, and the public will honor his life and service. Then on Saturday, there will be a motorcade from the Capitol to the National Cathedral. The senator's wife, Cindy McCain, will lay a wreath at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Former President George W. Bush will give a eulogy at the National Cathedral, and President Obama has also been invited to deliver a eulogy as well. Sunday, September the 2nd, a private memorial service will take place at the U.S. Naval Academy Chapel in Maryland. Senator McCain will be laid to rest next to his Naval Academy classmate and friend, Admiral Chuck Larson, at the Naval Academy Cemetery. News from Mobile County as a Coden man killed in a single vehicle crash on Bellengrath Road Saturday. Alabama State Troopers responded to that vehicle, and that's where they found 55-year-old Douglas Ladnier II traveling north when his truck went off the roadway, hit several trees, and landed in a ditch. He was not wearing his seatbelt. He was ejected and pronounced dead at the scene. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 31, I think that's the number. Only 31 Americans have lain in state in the history of our country.
So, really?
Yeah, 31 total in the years of our republic. So pretty big honor there for the now late senator and war hero, John McCain. 612 FM Talk 106.5. More on that coming up. Plus, we check in with News 5 next.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or corporate event, well, you need to call Neiman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering. And we have been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Neiman's Catering at 473-3900. Or look us up on the web at neimanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A home invasion in the middle of the day where a 15-year-old was home alone led to her mother being shot in the leg. This happened Sunday on Lakeview Drive in Mobile. The teen was home alone when two people tried to get in. The teen called her mom, who ran back home and met the suspects at the back door when she was shot.
What are either of them going to be feeling like the next time they have to be in the house by themselves? I mean, your house is supposed to be your sanctuary.
So far, police have not released a description of the suspects. The woman was taken to the hospital. Her injuries not life-threatening. The 15-year-old was not hurt. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office is investigating a fatal shooting that may have been self-defense. It happened Saturday morning on Sweet Memory Lane in Milton. Deputies say the incident involved two men. So far, the shooter has not been charged. Mississippi and Louisiana lead the nation in West Nile cases. State health departments continue to warn people to take extra precautions against mosquitoes. There have been 133 human West Nile cases this year nationwide. Louisiana reported 25, Mississippi 21, Alabama 7, and Florida has one case reported. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
Good morning, 614 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. And this weekend, the first weekend of high school football and NCAA football games, even though both the AHSAA and NCAA call it week zero.
Yeah. You know, I heard y'all talking about that on Prep Sports Report on Saturday, week zero. So this is not week one.
No, now we're in week one. Last week, week zero. I don't like it one bit. I think you should start with week one, in my opinion.
But so that was week.
Those games counted, but it was week zero, of the games.
All right, okay, I'm learning here.
In the local high school games on Friday, UMS Wright won the Battle of Old Shell Road, shutting out St. Paul's 10-0. Mm-hmm. Vigor beat Blount 19-6 in the Battle of Pritchard. Daphne got a season-opening win against Theodore 16-13. Bunch of field goals in that one. McGill Tulin ran away with the lead in the second half to defeat Spanish Fort 48-13. Baldwin County got the win over Murphy 23-7. Alma Bryant shut out Williamson 7-0. Bayside won a 3A matchup against St. James 26-6. Listen to this school here, Sean. Faith Academy beat Bogachita, Mississippi 55-6.
Okay, I heard y'all. Bogachita.
Bogachita. Is that how you say
that's
it?
That's how they say it. Bogachita. Well,
yeah. I should have called you before.
I was
the
listening
show.
To y'all. I was like, yeah, man.
I wish you would have let me know. Yeah. Cottage Hill Academy beat Millery 27-12. Davidson fell to Meridian, Mississippi 21-13. And Mary G. Montgomery shut out Robertsdale 14-0. And college football began on Saturday with several games, although none were exactly appointment television. The University of Massachusetts beat Duquesne 63-15.
Duquesne? Yeah, we're on a roll this morning. Duquesne. Oh,
no way. Duquesne. I've been calling that Duquesne my entire life.
Yes, Duquesne.
Oh, man. I need to crawl under a crawl under some stairs this morning. Rice beat Prairie View A&M 31-28. 17.5-point underdog Hawaii earned the first big upset of the season, beating Colorado State 43-34. Wow. That is how you say that, right? Hawaii?
Hawaii.
And Wyoming beat New Mexico State 29-7. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears beat the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 1-0 Sunday. Tonight, Mobile and Pensacola play game 4 of the 5-game series. First pitch is set for 6:35. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves shut out Miami on Sunday 4-0 to split the 4-game series against the Marlins 2 games apiece. Here's Braves manager Brian Snitker after the win.
I mean, that goes from a decent road trip to a really good one.
The Philadelphia Phillies hit 4 home runs Sunday to beat the Toronto Blue Jays 8-3 and avoid the 3-game sweep. Braves still lead the National League East by 3 games over Philadelphia with just over a month until the playoffs. Oakland got a win over Minnesota 6-2. Houston beat the LA Angels 3-1 and still lead the AL West by 1.5 games over the A's. St. Louis crushed Colorado 12-3 and Arizona beat Seattle 5-2. And the Diamondbacks lead the NL West by 1 game over the Rockies. The Little League World Series ended Sunday with Hawaii beating South Korea 3-0 for their first Little League title in 1 decade. Mana Lau Kong homered on the first pitch that Hawaii faced, and Kaolu Holt pitched a complete game shutout for the win. It was the first shutout in the championship game since 2002. And on the PGA Tour, Bryson DeChambeau won the Northern Trust by 4 strokes at 18 under par. DeChambeau's now won 3 tournaments in his PGA Tour career, all within the past 13 months. Tony Finau finished in second at 14 under par. Tiger Woods shot a 1-under-70 on Sunday. He finished tied for 40th at 4-under. Now the second stage of the FedEx Cup playoffs heads to Boston this week, where the top 100 players in the standings will compete. 6:17 now, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. And don't forget, you're invited to sign up for the first ever FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. Over 100 have signed up so far. If you think you can pick this year's NCAA football games better than anyone else in the FM Talk 106.5 family, well, you can find out by signing up at the link on my Twitter feed at Dalton Orwig. 6:18 now, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Now at Bailey's TV and Mattress, save up to $700 on Serta iComfort. Get $200 in mattress savings and a free box spring. Or save up to $500 on select Serta adjustable foundations. And how about a big TV for football season? Sony 4K TVs start at just $499.95. Great deals on Serta mattresses and Sony TVs. Now at Bailey's TV and Mattress, Government and Lakeside, 666-0448.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The path your life has followed has taken you far. But getting from where you are today to where you want to arrive tomorrow takes a financial plan customized solely for you. Guided by your personal private banker, your dedicated team of advisors at BBVA Compass will provide financial solutions and comprehensive wealth planning. BBVA Compass Global Wealth, creating opportunities for you and your family every step of the way. For more information, visit bbvacompass.com/wealth. Financial planning services provided by BBVA Compass. BBVA Compass is a trade name of Compass Bank, member FDIC.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call a Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call a Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call a Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we've had accident-free conditions so far. Perfect start to the day if you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. The 1065 split now towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. So far, as you're traveling northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland, again, no delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile. Right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane, but let me add this, too, from the phone line. A westbound Wallace Tunnel, there's been an accident westbound in the Wallace Tunnel, has traffic starting to back up this morning. Once again, I think it's down to one lane. I still think one lane's getting through, but westbound Wallace Tunnel, we'll give you an update on that in just a couple minutes. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A vehicle safety checkpoint in Baldwin County nearly turns deadly after a police officer was deliberately hit and shots were fired. Two suspects have been arrested, but only after a high-speed chase. According to the Silver Hill Police, an officer was approaching a vehicle when the passenger inside that vehicle started to lean into the driver's seat area. As the officer approached, the driver hit the accelerator and sped toward the officer. A vehicle then hit that officer and then went toward another officer and state trooper. Those authorities right there, they fired their weapons as the officers jumped out of the way of the speeding vehicle. Quick pursuit ended when the vehicle crashed into a utility pole in the Barnwell community. James Middleton Jr., the driver, he's been arrested and charged with second-degree assault and two counts of attempted murder. The passenger in the vehicle, Shimon Morris, took off running but was captured a short time later. He did sustain minor injuries and was taken to a local hospital. As for the police officer that was hit by the vehicle, that police officer was treated and released at a local hospital. Silver Hill Police say that the Baldwin County Major Crimes Unit is right now conducting an investigation into the matter. News out of Florida this morning, as the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office have identified a victim of a recent deadly shooting. 32-year-old Jeffrey Troy Pernica of Milton has been identified as the victim. He succumbed to his injuries from multiple gunshot wounds on Saturday. The other person involved is reported to be a family member. That person was taken to a local hospital with severe injuries. Deputies say that they determined that there was a domestic altercation between two adult family members. That altercation was physical and escalated to the point where a weapon was used. Right now, that investigation is ongoing as to what led to the events, those deadly events this weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
What is your definition of fake news?
Fake news is reporting fake news.
Brilliant.
There was a time when people thought the Earth was a level plane between two mountains that were set there to hold up the sky, and that the stars were lamps hung from that
the
sky.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
624 FM Talk 106.5. Good Monday to you, Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Yeah, Dr. Bill on the way just about 10 minutes from now. We'll talk to him about the forecast for this work week and heading into the Labor Day weekend. Slow down. It looks like westbound I-10 at the Wallace Tunnel. Folks, you're getting, okay, I'll put it in some local ease. You're about halfway down Polecat, the foot of Polecat Bay, before you start slowing down. Let's look at the Al.com cam. But yeah, slow down westbound Wallace Tunnel, I guess down to one lane.
Yeah, and it's the right-hand lane that's blocked inside the tunnel. So if you are making your way through, you'll want to go ahead and get over into the left side.
That means, and also for those of you do around here or directionally challenged, that's going towards Mobile.
Okay, westbound. There you go.
Going towards Mobile, maybe coming from Spanish Fort or Taft.
That always helps.
All right. Also, maybe this is a good reason to take the causeway, and maybe you do it on the evening time, heading back across the bay. Either way, stop at the Original Oyster House. Hey, you have just this week left to get in their spectacular sunset contest. No secret, Alabama Gulf Coast claims the most breathtaking sunsets in the area. So to confirm this, Original Oyster House is running a contest to find the best sunset photo taken from either of its two waterfront locations on the causeway or in Gulf Shores. If you're a sunset enthusiast, please enter your photo to win dinner for two, a $50 value, and other great prizes, including Original Oyster House tote bag filled with goodies. Now, this runs through August 31st at 8 p.m. All right, so that's the cutoff. You got to be 18 years or older and visit either Original Oyster House location during sunset. Take a photo of the sunset from inside or just outside the restaurant, then post it to facebook.com/Original Oyster House with the hashtag OOHSunset. And then come August 31st, they're going to make a decision who wins. Now, you can help yourself when you post your picture up there on the Original Oyster House's Facebook page and with the hashtag OOHSunset. Let your friends know. Campaign for likes. Tag your post and get some votes on there as well, and hopefully you win that dinner at either location of the Original Oyster House. Check them out online, originaloysterhouse.com. All right, 626 FM Talk 106.5. Arizona Senator, former Republican presidential nominee John McCain died Saturday, months after being diagnosed with glioblastoma, an aggressive brain tumor. He was 81. In a recording in his final book, The Restless Wave, John McCain acknowledged the progression of his disease.
I don't know how much longer I'll be here. Maybe I'll have another 5 years. Maybe with the advances in oncology, they'll find new treatments for my cancer that will extend my life. Maybe I'll be gone before you hear this. I'm prepared for either contingency, or at least I'm getting prepared. I have some things I'd like to take care of first, some work that needs finishing, and some people I need to see. And I want to talk to my fellow Americans a little more, if I may. Then I'd like to go back to our valley and see the creek run after the rain and hear the cottonwoods whisper in the wind. I want to smell the rose-scented breeze and feel the sun on my shoulders. I want to watch the hawks hunt from the sycamore and then take my leave, bound for a place near my old friend Chuck Larson in the cemetery on the Severn, back where it began.
And he will. He will be first Lion State and then be buried next to his old buddy, Chuck Larson. In the only 31 times in the history of our republic has someone lain in state. They will now, you know, oddly enough, move the body from Arizona back to D.C., obviously, to be there in Lion State at the Rotunda. 627 FM Talk 106.5. Updates on that coming up. Plus, we'll check the weather with Dr. Bill. All straight ahead. News 5 is next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A woman from Mobile is now charged with murder in connection with a deadly weekend shooting. Police say 28-year-old Mary Robinson was shooting at her ex-boyfriend Saturday when she missed and killed his friend, John Law. According to family members, Robinson and her former boyfriend got into an argument before the single shot was fired. No one else was hurt. A $500 reward is being offered after someone disturbed a sea turtle nest. Share the Beat says a nest near the Crystal Shores condos in Gulf Shores was disturbed. The organization said 99 baby turtles had just hatched. Messing with a sea turtle nest is a federal crime. If you have information about what happened, you're asked to call U.S. Fish and Wildlife, 844-397-8477. Mississippi's special legislative session will continue this week. Now lawmakers will figure out how to spend BP oil spill money, another agenda item bringing a lottery to the state. Both the House and Senate have approved their own bills. Now the two legislative bodies will need to compromise on a final bill to be presented to the governor. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care. and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good. Like, real good. You know what I'm saying? Like, real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process, and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
What started as a normal day ended in tragedy.
Our daughter Carmen died swimming near our dock when the water became energized. This was caused by ungrounded wiring in an outdoor switch box that was partially filled with water.
Before your loved ones go into the water, check your wiring, boxes, and outlets and make sure everything is in good working order. Also, test the water around your pier for electricity.
By doing so, you can have fun times on the water and possibly save a life.
A message from the Energy Institute of Alabama.
Police in Jacksonville, Florida are still trying to determine the motive behind the mass shooting there at a video game tournament. The gunman killed 2 people, 11 were injured, and then he killed himself. Rosa Flores reports we now know the names of the dead.
Hearts are heavy as authorities announce the names of the victims. 2 of them, 27-year-old Taylor Robertson from West Virginia and 22-year-old Eli Clayton from California.
The governor of Arizona, Republican Doug Ducey, says he won't name a replacement for the late Senator John McCain until after the senator's burial on Sunday. Senator McCain's body will lie in state at the Arizona Capitol in Phoenix on Wednesday and in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda in Washington on Friday. In a Paris speech, French President Emmanuel Macron said, quote, "It's up to us to guarantee Europe's security and therefore its sovereignty." Macron says he'd like to see Russia taking part in a pact with all European countries and that reliance on the U.S. should end. Stock futures pointing higher on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Ross Akay with Your Money Now. Reuters is reporting that Iran has taken control of the Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz. Some 20% of oil traded worldwide passes through the strait. Iran has threatened to block it in the past over stressed American-Iranian relations. Senior Trump administration officials spent the weekend holed up with their Mexican counterparts, haggling over the final details of a new NAFTA deal. Breakthroughs on issues like cars and energy could mean that differences may be resolved as soon as today. Canada will have to weigh in on any final plan. Tesla will remain a public company. CEO and largest shareholder Elon Musk blogged late Friday that he had met with his board and informed them of his change of heart, weeks after rocking investors and employees with a tweet about taking the firm private. The S&P 500 set a new closing record Friday, up 17 points on the day. The Nasdaq also set an intraday high and closed 67 points higher. The Dow added 133 points, futures trending upward. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
World has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 635, FM Talk 1065, and let's check in with Dr. Bill. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so this weekend, a little back to what it feels like normally in August on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, we had those nice couple of days last week, but the humidity was low, but it's back up over the weekend. Yesterday we got to 94 degrees, and a normal high is 90, so that was several degrees above normal. We're going to have typical August weather now all the way through this week with afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures getting up around 90, perhaps into the low 90s. And that'll be the pattern. Big high pressure system now over centered over North Carolina. And it's just going to keep the weather just about what we would expect. So today, look for partly cloudy skies with a few afternoon thunderstorms. Highs today around 90, perhaps 91. For tonight, you may see an isolated thunderstorm around in the evening, low tonight around 75, and then tomorrow, another partly cloudy day with a good chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, and the high tomorrow getting up around 92 degrees. As for the rest of the week, very good chance for thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon on Wednesday. That could keep the temperature just shy of 90 degrees. And then Thursday, afternoon thunderstorms in the low 90s. And looking ahead to Friday and the weekend, mostly sunny to partly cloudy. And again, afternoon thunderstorms with high temperatures around 90 degrees.
All right, so nothing major looking forward to the Labor Day weekend. Any change in our weather?
Doesn't look like any change, and doesn't look like any kind of a cold spell or cool spell coming in. Just typical August into early September weather.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What is it looking like there?
Yeah, this is a remarkable story so far with all the activity being out in the eastern Pacific. Right now, it's good across the Gulf of Mexico, quiet over the Caribbean. The Atlantic, we're seeing quite a few thunderstorms now beginning to develop, but so far we are not able to see any kind of organized activity. We had a tropical wave late last week that looked like it might get across toward the Caribbean, but it is kind of dissipated, and now we just continue to watch thunderstorm development.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our tropical weather update and, of course, your weather 24/7 here at FM Talk 106.5. Get an update on traffic now. We had that issue with the westbound Wallace Tunnel. Let's go to Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, I-10 westbound near the end of the George Wallace Tunnel. We've got an accident in right lane. One car accident, no injuries, but it is tying up traffic as you're traveling into the tunnel westbound I-10. State troops are clear for now, so only delays right now are inside the tunnel and leaving it, so be careful along I-10. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Oh, man, I love football.
Me too. I'm glad we had time to get out to a game.
Oh, look.
What?
On the field.
That's not.
Sorry, dear. Didn't know I still had my knitting needles in my pocket. What did I tell you about that whistle? Give it to me. Give me the whistle.
Get off the field!
Please don't arrest her. We're coming down to get her.
Have any of you gentlemen looked at your insurance premium lately? You know, for the past several years, it's just been going up, up, and up. Think of all the other things you could be spending that money on. Why, Jack Green eNational Insurance could insure this entire team. Workers' comp, homeowners, auto, commercial, and all types of business insurance.
Hey, we've got to get you out of here.
Get your hands off me.
No, no, not a family dispute.
It's fine, officer.
What a nice young man. He escorted me all the way out of the stadium. He must think I've fallen ill.
Something like that, yes.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack!
344-5393.
It's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 640, FM Talk 106.5. And Mobile Mornings, once again, westbound Wallace Tunnel. We saw the right-hand lane, Dalton. That's what was affected.
Yeah, the right-hand lane closed going westbound through the tunnel.
So I was looking at the Aldot cam there. Looked like if that was the vehicle in question, we couldn't see much beyond it, but looked like a vehicle sideways at a 90-degree angle there in the right-hand lane.
Yes, perpendicular.
Yes, not a good way to start of Monday. We'll get that cleared and hopefully get you moving on here. All right, 640, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Tragic news report out of Huntsville as a 2-year-old child has died after being left in a hot vehicle. AL.com is reporting this happened last Thursday after the child was left in a vehicle for what police say was, quote, a lengthy time during the day. A parent was later driving the vehicle and realized the child was inside. The exact cause of death has not yet been determined, but an investigation is ongoing. Police say that there were no signs of injury on the child and the death was initially ruled accidental. An autopsy was scheduled for last Friday. A Prattsville man was sentenced to federal prison on Thursday after pleading guilty to firearms violations and shooting and killing a pregnant cow. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Montgomery reports that 30-year-old Brian Esco received a 57-month prison sentence for illegally possessing a firearm and shooting the cow and, quote, senselessly using a firearm to shoot and kill a pregnant cow. This happened back on November of 2017. Esco had recently been released from state prison after pleading guilty in 2007 to a first-degree robbery in Montgomery County. Court records say he was driving his vehicle along country roads near Hope Hull, Alabama, and as he drove, unprovoked, pointed his 9mm gun at a cow grazing in a field. He then fired the weapon, killed the cow, which was pregnant with a calf. He drove away, but the cow's owner saw the vehicle, reported the shooting to the police. The next day, a sheriff's deputy saw Esco driving the car. That same gun used in the shooting was inside the vehicle. Now, as a convicted felon, he could not lawfully possess that firearm. At the sentencing hearing last week, he received a, quote, enhancement for possessing the firearm in the felony offense of killing the cow. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
It's a felony offense. Well, it is because it's property, but a couple things. I need that copy, Kelly. I got to go through that and highlight and edit some things. First of all, unprovoked. He was unprovoked. Do you know the number of steaks and hamburgers you're eating that that were unprovoked? I tell you what, I'm going to put some video up. I took this weekend of some of our cattle begging me for some more sweet feed. Wouldn't leave me alone this weekend. They were provoking me. But most often, a cow does not provoke.
No, not usually.
And the obsession with whether the cow is pregnant or not. Let's get with the thing. The felon has a gun. I'm with you. Get him. Uh-huh. You know, he's not supposed to have the gun. He's got a handgun. He's riding around shooting. He is stealing somebody's property when he kills that cow, that farmer's cow. Absolutely. Bring the book down on him. But saying that it was, whether it was provoked or unprovoked, first of all, it's cow. Second of all, the obsession whether the cow is pregnant or not. It's cow, y'all.
Yeah, are there lesser charges if it's a normal cow and not a pregnant cow?
I don't know. I don't know that. I gotta research that. 643. Well, I mean, it is a property crime and a big one. Mm-hmm. I mean, cattle rustling used to get you killed.
Oh yeah.
You know, you used to get hung for cattle rustling in the old West.
Made for some good movies.
Yeah. So I mean, cattle rustlers, you're killing somebody's cow, you're killing you're taking away their property, right? Mm-hmm. Their livelihood. That part I'm all down with. But discussing it like whether it's provoked or not, I'm sorry, I'm just having a little trouble with that. 643, we'll be right back.
Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, your locally owned phone and internet company. At Harbor, we care about you and our community. Harbor Communications is a proud sponsor of Habitat for Humanity of Southwest Alabama, as they encourage Mobile's Habitat Young Professionals, known as HYPE, to be actively involved in the community and attend this year's event, Hammer It Home Mobile. I'd like to encourage you to join us to a great evening of food, drinks, live music, and networking with like-minded professionals coming together to build a greater Mobile on Saturday, September 8th at the Cedar Street Social Club. You can support Habitat for Humanity by purchasing a ticket to Hammer It Home Mobile. To learn more about the event, donate, or volunteer, visit them online at habitatswalabama.org.
Come see what all the hype is about on September 8th at this year's event, Hammer It Home Mobile. Radio sponsorship provided by Harbor Communications. Always about the customer.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good. Like, real good. You know what I'm saying? Like, real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process, and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A home invasion in the middle of the day where a 15-year-old was home alone led to her mother being shot in the leg. This happened Sunday on Lakeview Drive in Mobile. The teen was home alone when two people tried to get in. The teen called her mom, who ran back home and met the suspects at the back door when she was shot.
What are either of them going to be feeling like the next time they have to be in the house by themselves? I mean, your house is supposed to be your sanctuary.
So far, police have not released a description of the suspects. The woman was taken to the hospital. Her injuries not life-threatening. The 15-year-old was not hurt. Rosa County Sheriff's Office is investigating a fatal shooting that may have been self-defense. It happened Saturday morning on Sweet Memory Lane in Milton. Deputies say the incident involved two men. So far, the shooter has not been charged. Mississippi and Louisiana lead the nation in West Nile cases. State health departments continue to warn people to take extra precautions against mosquitoes. There have been 133 human West Nile cases this year nationwide. Louisiana reported 25, Mississippi 21, Alabama 7, and Florida has one case reported. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during the Ram Labor Day sales event, get 0% financing for 6 years, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, shop more great deals on powerful Ram trucks, and check out Ram 1500's tremendous towing and payload capacities. Right now, get 0% financing for 6 years, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. Hurry in to the Ram Labor Day sales event for a great deal and see your local Ram dealer today. 0% APR financing for 6 years equals $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed for well-qualified buyers regardless of down payment when financed through Chrysler Capital. Deferred monthly payments for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 9/4/18. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
There are many important issues in Alabama today, and none are more important than ensuring our children have loving, nurturing families to care for them. There are more than 6,000 foster children in Alabama who need you to be the difference in their lives. So please join our team for foster children. Open your heart and open your home. Become an Alabama foster or adoptive family. Call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS and become the change in a child's life.
Sponsored by the Alabama DHR, the ABA, and this station.
Good morning, 647 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The first weekend of high school and NCAA football games over the weekend. And even though both the AHSAA and NCAA call it week zero, well, I have my own problem with that. But the games did count. And in local high school games on Friday, UMS Wright won the Battle of Old Shell Road, shutting out St. Paul's 10-0. Viger beat Blount 19-6 in the Battle of Pritchard. Daphne got a season-opening win against Theodore 16-13. McGill-Tulin ran away with the lead in the second half to defeat Spanish Fort 48-13. Baldwin County got the win over Murphy 23-7. Alma Bryant shut out Williamson 7-0. Bayside won a 3A matchup against St. James 26-6. Faith Academy beat Boca Chico, Mississippi 55-6. Cottage Hill Academy beat Millery 27-12. Davidson fell to Meridian, Mississippi 21-13. And Mary G. Montgomery shut out Robertsdale 14-0. College football began Saturday with several games, although none were exactly appointment television. UMass beat Duquesne 63-15. Rice beat Prairie View A&M 31-28. North Carolina A&T got a win over Jacksonville State 20-17. 17.5-point underdog Hawaii earned the first big upset of the season, beating Colorado State 43-34, and Wyoming beat New Mexico State 29-7. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears got a win over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 1-0 on Sunday. A seventh-inning solo home run from Bay Bears catcher Mitch Gelfi was the only run scored the entire night. Bay Bears started the road series on Friday with a 9-4 win before losing to Pensacola on Saturday 11-6. Tonight, Mobile and Pensacola play game 4 of the 5-game series. First pitch is set for 6:35. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves shut out Miami Sunday 4-0 to split the 4-game series against the Marlins 2 games apiece. Here's Braves manager Brian Snitker.
And that goes from a decent road trip to a really good one.
The Philadelphia Phillies hit 4 home runs Sunday to beat the Toronto Blue Jays 8-3 and avoid the 3-game sweep. So the Braves still lead the National League East by 3 games over Philadelphia with just over a month until the playoffs. Oakland got a win over Minnesota 6-2. Houston beat the LA Angels 3-1. The Astros still lead the AL West by 1.5 games over the A's. St. Louis crushed Colorado 12-3, and Arizona beat Seattle 5-2. So the Diamondbacks lead the NL West by 1 game over the Rockies. The Little League World Series ended Sunday with Hawaii beating South Korea 3-0 for their first Little League title in a decade. Manalau Kong homered on the first pitch that Hawaii faced, and Kaolu Holt pitched a complete game shutout for the win. It was the first shutout in the championship game since 2002. And on the PGA Tour, Bryson DeChambeau won the Northern Trust by 4 strokes at 18 under par. DeChambeau's now won 3 tournaments in his PGA Tour career, all within the past 13 months. Tony Finau finished the Northern Trust second at 14 under par, and Tiger Woods shot a 1-under-70 on Sunday to finish tied for 40th at 4 under par. Now the second stage of the FedEx Cup playoffs heads to Boston this week, where the top 100 players in the standings will compete. 10 minutes till 7 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, and a couple things, a couple of sports notes. Number one, with just less than a week left till the cutoff for the ESPN Pick'em Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We're at what? How many in our group?
We're up to, I think, 102, the last that I checked. So we crossed that triple-digit threshold.
Good.
Next goal, 125. And I think we can get there before Saturday. That's the last day you can sign up before those 11 a.m. kickoffs.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, too, because we'll review it during the week, and you can get in there. And the trash talk, there hadn't even been a game played, and the trash talking's already started in this. But obviously, Dalton in the mix. I'm in the mix. I know my wife is in the mm-hmm. mix. Jeff Poore's in the mix. John Sharp's in the mix.
Kelly's in there.
Kelly's in the mix.
Yep.
So we got a lot of folks in there, obviously over 100 right now, who think they can pick them each week. Listen, I'm there like a lamb to the slaughter. Don't worry. I'm not going to be any big challenge there.
That's what
but
you
some
think.
Of you, some of you ringers out there are going to have a good time with that. And also tonight, sports night starting mm-hmm. at 8 o'clock.
7
o'clock. 7 yeah. o'clock.
It'll be the first ever FM Talk 106.5 sports night with myself, Corey LeBounty, James.
What happens?
Well, we're going to talk about sports, believe it or not.
At night?
At night.
Okay, so now it's you, it's Corey.
And James Dennis is coming in, and we're going to, of course, with this being, you know, between week 0 and week 1 in the NCAA football season, we're going to talk a bunch of college football, including that top 10 matchup, Auburn-Washington, Bama-Louisville, and South Alabama getting their season started against Louisiana Tech. So I'm looking forward to it tonight.
All right, check it out, 7 o'clock tonight right here at FM Talk 106.5. Check in with traffic next.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, still have a one-vehicle accident inside the George Wallace Tunnel. Right lane is blocked off, so be careful. If you're traveling westbound I-10, you're starting to see some pretty heavy traffic in that area. You have to get in that left lane inside the tunnel. Halls Mill and McVeigh, another accident with injuries just happened a few minutes ago. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's only piano bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House. Enjoy regional brews and handcrafted cocktails paired with the music of Alabama's own John David Anthony tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, we'll add this on to traffic update coming from the text line at 343-0106, 343-0106. Thank you. Looks like a terrible accident as described by the texter. This is I-10 westbound between Malbus and Daphne. A truckload of timber crushed and turned over. Maybe five vehicles involved in this accident. So I'm just guessing by some of the texts I'm getting, a log truck or lumber. Maybe it's lumber. Maybe it was, it's turned over and I guess crushed other vehicles. Right now the details are sketchy. Come again. I appreciate the texter letting us know. Lumber. Okay, lumber on this vehicle. It did obviously tractor trailer has turned over, crushing vehicles here. Maybe as many as five vehicles involved in this. Get you an update on it as soon as possible. Once again, this is I-10 westbound between Malbus and Daphne. It's going to be a big issue this morning.
This information update is brought to you by BBVA Compass with financial plans customized solely for you and for your business. Commercial banking, creating opportunities.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 655, FM Talk 1065. Getting a little more information here. Roy in Spanish Fort says, last-minute police and fire truck deploying I-10 westbound from the Malbus exit at the ambulance as well right now. The original texter saying that this is a truckload of lumber involved in this crash. It is crash turned over, maybe up to five vehicles involved in this accident. The texture says a terrible scene right now. I-10 westbound between Malbus and Daphne. We'll get you an update as soon as possible. Let's check headlines now. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The suspect in a deadly hit and run accident in Pensacola from last June, an accident claiming the lives of two people, including a child. That suspect has been extradited back to Florida following his capture in Pennsylvania. 25-year-old Marquise Wallace was booked into the Escambia County Jail. He was charged with negligent homicide and vehicular manslaughter. Police say that early June, he was speeding, traveling more than 100 miles per hour when he ran a red light and hit and killed an 8-month-old baby and a 28-year-old woman. Authorities report that he also ran down another woman. In court, his bond was set for $5 million. And a local woman who gained national exposure and attention on a show on TLC has died. 50-year-old Lisa Fleming of Mobile died last Thursday. She appeared on the hit reality show My 600-Pound Life. She was bedridden and weighed more than 700 pounds when she got involved in the show. She was able to lose 200 pounds on the show, which airs on TLC, which enabled her to stay for the very first time in years. The Hit Network has offered its condolences to her family. Her daughter, Danielle, posted a tribute to her mother on Facebook. Fleming is the show's second person to die this month. Back on August 2nd, James L.B. Bonner was found dead in a South Carolina ditch with a gunshot wound. He was only 30. Lisa Fleming from Mobile, just 50 years old. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 657, FM Talk 106.5. Get you latest on that accident on I-10 westbound between Malbus and Daphne coming up.